The May 2007 issue of Discover magazine reported that a standard yellow pencil would last for 45,000 words. The claim had never been tested, though, so Keith Eldred decided to take up the challenge. He put pencil to paper on May 4th and just finished. His goal was to transcribe as much of To Kill a Mockingbird as possible. Mr. Eldred joins us from Tipton, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So how did it go? How far did you get?
Well, we got all the way through.
You did?
Yeah, all the way to the last word.
And how many words is that?
100,388.
Wow, that's a lot of writing.
Well, we started out with a group of 26 volunteers, and we went 32 hours straight, round the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ran out of volunteers. And so my household picked it up from there.
And what kind of pencil did you use?
We used a Ticonderoga brand, a great American brand of pencil.
How hard was the lead?
Let's see. It's a number 2 soft HB.
And I was looking at your website a moment ago, and you actually ended up with just a tiny little pencil.
Yeah, it ended up 1 3/16 inches long, or 1.219 inches.
And how often do you sharpen the pencil?
We sharpened it whenever a volunteer wanted it. Actually, we sharpened it for them to make sure that not too much would be worn off.
So did people, you know, try not to sharpen it? Were they writing with a dull pencil a lot just to try to conserve lead?
They did, because they knew our goal was to make it last as long as possible. Mm-hmm. Although we found that sharpening did not actually, the sharpener that we were using anyway, did not decrease the length of the pencil.
Oh, really?
It simply tapered what was there, the wood and the lead.
So you've got this whole copy, complete copy, of To Kill a Mockingbird in a binder, essentially. Is that right?
Right. It's 2 inches thick of paper now.
Uh-huh.
Both notebook paper.
Oh, a single side of the paper? Or,
right, yeah. Right.
Why To Kill a Mockingbird? Why did you choose that novel for this test?
It was the first one that came to mind. I think for one thing, we knew that this was going to be a big task, and so we needed to have a book that was worthy of an effort like this.
Keith Eldred, pencil tester, thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
Harper Lee's last words, written with Mr. Eldred's pencil, refer to Atticus Finch and his son Jem, and they're as follows. He turned out the light and went into Jem's room. He would be there all night, and he would be there when Jem waked up in the morning.